This week, the federal court rejected the Queensland government's appeal to continue shark culling. The new ruling is a win for sharks, but for some it raises concerns for people's safety. Sarah Richards reports.
The Queensland government has lost its appeal in the federal court to continue shark culling in northern Queensland, forcing the state to come up with other control measures. The appeal came after a decision by the Administrative Appeal Tribunal in April, brought by Humane Society International, who argued the state's culling program is ineffective. The new ruling will take effect across 27 beaches from Cairns to Gladstone and mean sharks can no longer be killed but instead must be released back into the ocean. Lawrence Kelbeck is a marine campaigner for the Humane Society International Australia. He says the ruling will lead to a more humane ways of managing sharks.
So the new ruling says that sharks, it dissolves what's called the target list. So it gets rid of the target list of sharks. Sharks caught on the line will now be released and left alive instead of being shot like they used to be. Drumlines will also have to be checked daily instead of once every 3 days so that more animals caught on the line can still survive capture. So it's not outlawing the drumlines. It's just making them managed in a more humane and good way for sharks.
Mr. Kleebeck says research shows stopping culling won't affect people's safety.
We feel that shark culling, since because we know that shark culling does not provide any safety to swimmers, stopping the culling won't increase the risk. The risk of the small, very small risk of a shark bite, it is more associated with things about the time of day and the abundance of people in the water. It has nothing to do with shark culling. So we are very confident that this will not pose an increased risk to bathers in Queensland, and we really just urge the government to see the science and the logic and start implementing some of these other non-lethal measures.
He says it will take some time, but the alternative methods will increase the shark population and create a healthier ecosystem.
It will take some time before the population begins to bounce back. Shark populations on the east coast of Australia have declined 71% to 92%. Over the last 5 decades. So it will take some time for those populations to rebuild. But yeah, as you said, this is very important for the reef ecosystem. It's very important for all marine ecosystems because sharks, as I'm sure you know, are the very tops of the food chain, and they keep all the other levels of the food chain in balance. And so healthy oceans need healthy sharks.
Dr. Leonardo Gaida is a shark scientist and conservationist at the Australian Marine Conservation Society. He says there is a range of alternative non-lethal methods the Queensland government can invest in to keep people safe.
There are, as I've said, there are drones which are commonly used in New South Wales, for example, where you can see sharks in the water and you can warn people that there may be sharks in the area and you can close down a beach and get people out of the water. There's also shark tagging, which can be done by scientists, and shark tagging allows us to understand the behaviour of sharks, where they move and how they use certain habitats or certain beaches that we might like to use as well. And the added benefit of that is the information gathered from shark tagging can also be used in fisheries management and creating sustainable fisheries. So you can actually get quite a lot out of taking non-lethal approaches to understanding sharks and keeping people safe.
But the Queensland government doesn't seem to be convinced. State Tourism Minister Kate Jones says the Prime Minister could have blood on his hands if he does not intervene in the new rulings. However, Dr. Guider says if the government is concerned about people's safety, non-lethal methods are the only way.
I think that, and I know that human safety comes from non-lethal shark control. The court has said it, the experts have said it. If you really want to keep people safe, then we need to take non-lethal approaches to shark control. It's the only way forward.
Dr. Guider says there is no need to be concerned this summer, as the risks still remain very low.
This summer, tomorrow, next week, people can go to the beach as they always have. Sharks will be there, they'll always be there. And we've seen from amazing drone footage that quite often sharks really don't care that you're even there. We've seen in some drone footage that sharks will actually get scared by a surfer and swim away.
That's Dr. Leonardo Guida from the Australian Marine Conservation Society, ending that story by Sarah Richards.